beginning summary of 1981. Let's see. Item number one. Tri-vestry meeting planned for some time in February, but the tri-vestry potluck supper turned out to be on Sunday the 15th of March at St. Andrews at 6 p.m. Now, item number two, the third annual dessert theater was scheduled for the 31st of January 1981, and tickets were on sale. Item number three, ECW requested vestry approval and received it to improve the upstairs ladies' restroom, and Betty Furwall was to meet with Parish Administration Committee regard said proposal. Later on, vestry approved and accepted ECW's offer, they had the money in hand, to redo the upstairs ladies' restroom, including paint, wallpaper, replacement of sink and stool. Item number four, Ed Howell's ordination was scheduled for the 2nd of March 1981 as a deacon, and the gift of a pectoral PECTORAL cross to be given to Ed Howell at his ordination from the whole congregation at Emmanuel was approved by the vestry. Item number five, 'twas suggested using money in the organ fund to purchase a better piano for the library area in the price range of about $2,000, and the proposal would be worked on. At a later meeting, the purchase of the piano was approved for the library area, provided it had a heavy backboard, and the cost of obtaining same was limited to the amount of money in the organ memorial fund. At a further meeting, about halfway through the year, apparently a piano had been found to fit our needs, but an unbiased appraisal was suggested by the vestry before any attempts at purchase would be made. And finally, late in the year, about September, the piano is in the library. It's called, quote, a studio model, S-T-U-D-I-O, unquote. That's two grades higher than what the committee had been looking at. And the cost, including tax, was $2,504. A brass plaque in memory of Edgar Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N, and Edgar is E-D-G-A-R, was to be emplaced on the piano, and it had Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, Swanson's approval. Ed had died, and Martha was his widow, is his widow. Item number six, vestry approved selling the pool table. They expected a return of about $400, and they were going to use the money to purchase more long tables. That's the 2.5-foot by 8-foot size for the parish hall. Buyer for the pool table in the next month was found at about $450. They can order 5 long tables, freight included, on the money expected from the sale of the pool table. Definitely sold at $450, but has yet to be picked up. Item number seven, it was a consensus of the vestry early in the year to look into selling the redundant Chimes keyboard. And no, that's all I've got on it. Item number eight, a committee reported that it was not, repeat, not economically feasible at this time, that's about May of 1981, to make the church more accessible for handicapped persons. Number nine, about July of 81, in spite of caulking repair, we have, quote, bats in the belfry, unquote, again. And the vestry approved unanimously that bids be set for or be let for soffit work and such downspouts right away. The expected cost was to be $2,000 to about $2,500. Next month, they had a report on the work in progress regards to soffits, and there were at least 20 places, that's 20, that bats could get in. The contractor plans to repaint the work areas as the project progresses. Item number 10. At the November meeting of the vestry, Betty Furwar proposed that the fifth Sunday plate offering, other than envelopes, throughout the year be designated for the presiding bishop's fund for world relief. The vestry will take the matter under consideration. Number one for 1982, at the annual parish meeting, it carried unanimously that the loose plate offering, other than envelopes, from one fifth Sunday per year be donated to MRI. Basically, that's the presiding bishop's fund for world relief. Item number two, Father Anderson at that same meeting proposed that Emmanuel form a, quote, trust for ministry, unquote, which would be a trust fund managed by a separate group, perhaps former senior wardens at Emmanuel. The money is to come from people who remember their church and their wills, estate planning, in other words. This approach would enable Emmanuel to reach out to other areas of the Black Hills via funding from people's wills and not at the expense of regular yearly giving by parishioners. In other words, the, quote, helping, unquote, would not just be within our own parish. The time frame would be from the point of view of the second century of Emmanuel's service to the community at large. At the February meeting of 1982, regular vestry meeting, Father Anderson received approval from the vestry to proceed on this proposal for the purposes of discussion. In other words, Emmanuel's Endowment for Ministry, otherwise known as, quote, Trust for Ministry, unquote, proposal made at the January 1982 annual meeting. Item number three, the vestry, about June of 1982, gave Father Anderson permission to start a project of having a new sandstone sign made north of the church by the sidewalk. Item number four, Bishop Walter Jones, in late 1982, announced that he would be leaving the diocese probably by the spring of 1983. For 1983, at the regular vestry meeting of January, Father Anderson noted that he would be sending out letters regarding our parish's need for an assistant. A committee will be appointed to evaluate candidates for the position. The earliest we could expect an assistant is about this time next year, in other words, 1984. Father David has final word on choosing his assistant. As of June 1983, the search was still in progress. And in August of 1983, at the regular vestry meeting, Father David Anderson announced that he'd received a letter of acceptance from Jim Cirillo, that's C-I-R-I-L-L-O, to be the new assistant at Emmanuel. And as of the December meeting for 1983, regular vestry meeting, it was announced that Jim Cirillo's ordination to the priesthood could be as early as the 14th of February, 1984. Item number two for 1983. The manufacturer's representative was on hand to explain computers, pricing, and available programs. The cost projected for the package being proposed was about $2,700, which would be a saving of around $700 if we made a decision at a later date. Discussed pro and con. This was a special vestry meeting, by the way, of the vestry in February. For about 2 hours, and a voice vote was a tie. Father David Anderson declined to break the tie, and the matter of the computer was set aside until a later date. In May, at a regular vestry meeting, it was announced that there had been an opportunity to bid on an Apple II computer for $1,600, and one of the vestry wanted to know if the opportunity presented itself again, would Emmanuel be interested? The decision of the vestry was not to go ahead, as there were too many things to learn before buying a computer. In June of 1983, though, the vestry approved a purchase of a Canon, that's C-A-N-O-N, AP, that's Apple Peter, 400 electronic typewriter for the office. And an aside here, Dana, that is a compatible electronic typewriter for computer usage. Finally, at least in 1983, in October at a vestry meeting, regards computers, the IBM version with hardware would be about $7,760. The Apple version with hardware would be about $2,400. The IBM was much faster and easier to use. The input was to the vestry for informational purposes at that particular time only. Item number three for 1983, Bishop Walter Jones, West River farewell dinner was to be at 7 p.m. on Sunday, the 6th of January, 1983, after the confirmation services at 5 p.m. That was announced at the February meeting for 1983 of the vestry. About June of 1983, at a regular vestry meeting, it was announced that a special convention to elect the bishop would be in Chamberlain, and they would start their activities on the 18th of June. As of October 1983, there were 17 nominees for the office of Bishop of South Dakota, including Father David Anderson from Emmanuel. The election was scheduled to be the 2nd and 3rd of March 1984, though the location at that particular time of the vestry meeting in October was unknown. Item number four, the vestry requested for IRS-related purposes that Father David Anderson maintain an office in his home in addition to the one provided at church to do counseling, church-related business, etc. That was at the April 1983 vestry meeting. Then in June, at their regular vestry meeting, Father David Anderson's $15,000 mortgage was reviewed, as agreed, after having been in force for 5 years. The vestry approved that Father David receive a merit of $1,000 to reduce the principal on his note to $14,000, with interest to remain at 5% yearly, payable each June. Item number five, a ramp for entrance to the church interior in the area of the library entrance is needed. The parish administration committee will check with Bob Gay, architect, regards same, prices, construction details, etc. The vestry is of the opinion that memorial gifts or funds could be utilized to pay for this particular improvement. At the August 1983 vestry meeting, the vestry approved building the handicap ramp at the front entrance, with the work to be done by the 1st of October 1983. In the September 1983 regular vestry meeting, donors for construction of the ramp for handicap prefer the library entrance over the front entrance, so the vestry approved the change in construction location. As of December 1983, the handicap ramp at the library entrance, the concrete one, had been completed. That's at the regular vestry meeting for that year. Item number six for 1983, the first ice cream social ever held was a success and enjoyed by all. And the question was raised at a vestry meeting in September of 1983 as to whether it could become an annual event. Item number seven, at that same September meeting, the vestry approved the purchase of a wooden shed and installation of same before winter comes, according to whatever the city codes might be. Later in December, the storage shed had not been delivered yet, but apparently they were in the process of getting it. Item number eight, in November of 1983, the vestry discussed the possibility of installing circulating fans via the use of memorial money at two in the church proper and two in the parish hall. Item number nine, at the December regular vestry meeting for 1983, the possibility of getting a snowblower was discussed by the vestry, but that's all they did at that time was discuss it. At the regular vestry meeting for January 1984, item number one. Emmanuel will host a fellowship get-together with Tech students on Friday, the 13th of January, 1984, and there is hope that they will be able to start a Canterbury, C-A-N-T-E-R-B-U-R-Y, club. That's basically a social club at the college level for Episcopalians. 59 letters were mailed out for this Tech get-together, and an RSVP will be added on future invitations. Apparently, it was not put on in this particular one. Item number two. During the period the 10th to the 13th of February 1984, all candidates for bishop will be visiting churches in the Diocese of South Dakota via Jackrabbit Bus Line's executive bus, and plan to be at Emmanuel on Monday, the 13th of February, 1984. Apparently, things went rather well. As of the June regular parish vestry meeting, there was a meeting planned for consecration of a bishop. In this case, it was Craig Anderson, to be held on the 19th of June, 1984. And the vestry approved the parish pay the bills for said consecration with the diocese to reimburse the parish afterwards. It doesn't say so in this particular series of notes, but I believe the consecration was set up for the July time frame of 1984. Item number three, Jim Cirillo asked by Diocese of Virginia to wait another year for his ordination. In other words, he was not going to be ordained in February of 1984. So he, in turn, has requested that his canonical residence, that's C-A-N-O-N-I-C-A-L, be changed from Virginia to South Dakota. And the vestry needed to vote it on that. It was brought to their attention at the January vestry meeting, regular vestry meeting. Before the meeting was actually over with, the vestry approved Jim Cirillo for ordination to the priesthood, as he is now canonical resident of South Dakota. And don't ask me how we got from A to B that quickly. Item number four, the storage shed is now in place except for the door, so it'll be finished as soon as the door is delivered and installed. This is, again, still at the January 1984 meeting. It was item number five. It was announced that tickets for the dessert theater will be $5 each. The vestry will furnish the ice cream and toppings, and the parishioners will not be asked to bring any food. Item number six. The vestry approved a change in vestry policy regarding service on the vestry to the effect that serving as warden constituted a break in vestry membership. And any person elected as a vestry member, an appointed or elected officer of Emmanuel Parish Incorporated, would be one of the prerequisites to run for warden. Special change in the parish bylaws will be recommended at the 1984 annual meeting, and Phil McCauley was approved by the vestry to review and recommend such other changes in the parish bylaws and constitution for the 1985 annual meeting. Item number seven, at a June regular vestry meeting, in fact, all the rest of the items are from June, the vestry approved the installation of a Dutch door to the nursery. Item number eight, Emmanuel received approval from Rapid City for a variance regards the old signboard out in front of the church on the north side as an historical marker. Item number nine, Ethel Rounds would like to retire as senior choir director and turn over said position to Dr. Jim Feisley, that's F-E-I-S-Z-L-I, of Tech. Wages would be discussed, or should be discussed, for the 1985 budget. Item number 10 for 1984, and this is the last item, the vestry approved installation of a security light at the back kitchen door by Black Hills Power and Light at $6.75 a month plus tax on a 2-year contract without any installation fees. Item number one for 1985 comes from the regular vestry meeting of January 1985. The vestry approved setting up an organ fund to which people could contribute for repairs and or replacement of our organ. And during discussion, it was emphasized that, quote, repairs, unquote, meant major repairs, not maintenance of any kind. Item number two, at the April 85 vestry meeting, provided money is available, the vestry approved the purchase and installation of fans in the parish hall. Also, fans for the parish hall project area became a dead issue until long-range plans were put together and approved. That was as of the May 1985 meeting. And then again in June of 1985, at a regular vestry meeting, Delilah, D-E-L-I-L-A-H, Shunk, S-H-U-N-K, reported that members of St. Anne's Guild, that's A-N-N-E apostrophe S, still wanted to pay for and put fans in the church. After review of the history of the fan projects, the vestry asked St. Anne's Guild to put their money in a bank until long-range plans were put together and approved by the vestry. And that's where it sat in 1985. At that April meeting, this is item number three, in 1985, the vestry approved removal of the electric water cooler drinking fountain from the parish hall. Item number four, in May 1985, at the regular vestry meeting, Chemlawn, the company, that's C-H-E-M, capital L-A-W-N, will treat the front lawn areas to the north of the main buildings without charge. Item number five, the automatic sprinkler system for the front lawn areas to the north of our buildings has been arranged, and parishioner financial assistance will be asked for to pay for the system. That was in May. Further on, in June, which would be the next month, work was proceeding on the installation of an automatic sprinkler system for the lawn areas to the north of the church building. So I didn't waste a whole lot of time. Item number six, the parish hall window replacement, awaiting long-range plans being put together and approved. That was in May 1985. By July of 1985, the vestry had agreed to two open meetings and tours in September of 1985 for parishioners to view deficiencies in the church and present facilities, along with proposal for changes regards the master plan approach put together by the renovation committee and the architect. By October of 1985, the vestry had received an offer to replace 12 to 16 windows in the parish hall, kitchen, and north storeroom area, and they referred the offer to the renovation committee for their advice. And finally, in October of 1985, the vestry approved the renovation committee and executive committee of the vestry, both, meeting with Mike McKay, that's M-C, capital K-A-Y, architect, and negotiate a master plan for the physical plant of the parish and report the results of said meeting or meetings back to the vestry. Item number seven, a special vestry meeting was agreed to for Tuesday, the 25th of June, 1985 at 7 p.m. to go over the long-range plan submitted by the renovation committee on a line-by-line basis. That particular special vestry meeting was rescheduled to the 2nd of July, 1985, and the meeting was for the master plan for physical improvements as received from the renovation committee. It was at that particular meeting, and I already said this in regard to another item, that the vestry agreed to the two open meetings and tours about the master plan, proposal for changes, etc., for September 1985. Furthermore, in September of 1985, the vestry thanked the people involved in painting the basement and installing new lights. Five more lights had arrived and were ready to be installed. Let's see. There's a bunch of other things that are connected with either construction or renovation throughout the year. I'll have to go through them piece by piece, so hang in there. And that offer about the 12 to 16 windows crops up again. I think that's just redundant. If it appears in one place, that should handle it. So does the installation of 12 windows in the parish hall authorized be of the casement type, but purchase installation of the same to be paid for by the donor? That was approved in October of 85. By November of 85, vestry meeting, they were saying the parish hall windows were on order and they expected the installation by Christmas. At that same November meeting, a parishioner had offered to provide three pews for the rear of the church on the gospel or west side, and the vestry had accepted that offer contingent on approval of the renovation committee, and that same, the pews in other words, be identical in style and finish to the present pews. Finally, in December of 1985, the executive committee and the renovation committee met with the architect, Mike McKay in this case, and negotiated a master plan cost to include layout of options and recommended phases for construction at an hourly rate not to exceed an overall cost of $5,000. Vestry approved that approach and the overall cost not to exceed $5,000. Item number 8, the property to the west of the church is for sale at an asking price of $130,000. The vestry authorized Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, and Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, to enter into serious negotiations regarding acquisition of that property and make an offer for same contingent upon vestry approval. That was at the September vestry meeting. By the November vestry meeting, the vestry had accepted the real estate purchase agreement for purchase of the property to the west of the present church buildings at a cost of about $125,000. Item number 9, an Executone, that's E-X-E-C-U-T-O-N, phone system, had been selected to replace the present one at the parish and will be brought in and installed within the next week or so. That was announced in October of 1985 at the regular vestry meeting. By November of 1985, the Executone phones had been received, installed, and paid for. Item number 10, at the November 1985 vestry meeting, Phil McCauley and Dwight Edstrom, that's D-W-I-G-H-T and E-D-S-T-R-O-M, recommended that the parish participate in the National Church's Church Risk Management Program and presented a report in support of same. The vestry unanimously approved the motion that obligated cooperation and support for needed actions as uncovered by participation in the program. Also at the November meeting of 1985, item number 11, the vestry was shown a choir robe that the choir was considering to replace their present ones. That's it for 1985. 1986, there's a first part in February at a regular vestry meeting. It's item number 1, 1986. And it says, parishioner offered to replace the rest of the windows in the kitchen, storage room area, offices, and library, and the vestry accepted the offer contingent on agreement of the renovation committee. There are a bunch of other items that go with this throughout 1986, and I will pick them up and plug them in with item number 1. So hang on a bit while I get them. At that same February meeting, a parishioner offered to supply matching cushions for the three new pews installed, and the vestry accepted the offer. Also, the vestry approved installation of railings by the northeast door to the parish hall by the next vestry meeting, which would be March, limiting the cost not to exceed $500 without further vestry approval. In March of 1986, at their vestry retreat meetings, the vestry, let me see what they did here. The parishioners offered to replace the remainder of the windows on the main floor was cleared by the renovation committee and hence was accepted by the vestry. And let's see, what else did they do? They approved allocating or reallocating a maximum of $5,000 from the clergy supply and or investments to pay for the master plan project of the renovation committee, emphasizing that the vestry wanted to be involved as the work progressed. Let's see, is there anything more? Looks like there's one more. Parishioner had offered to underwrite purchase and installation of an air conditioner for the parish hall once same had been approved by the renovation committee as fitting in the master plan. At the regular vestry meeting in April, the renovation committee gave the architect Mike McKay a list of priorities. Main entrance and sanctuary first, and parish hall afterwards. The committee wants detailed plan to use when gifts are offered, and they plan some phases to be ready each quarter of next year in our centennial as part of our ongoing centennial celebration. By May of 1986, the railings at the parish hall's northeast door exterior should be in place, according to the word at the vestry meeting, by the 17th of May, 1986. As of August 1986, at a regular vestry meeting, it was reported that some difficulties had been encountered on the parish hall air conditioner. The vestry approved a scheme recommended by the architect and a consulting engineer to be paid for by gift as a resolution to the difficulties encountered. Also, as of August 1986, except for one in the rector's office, all windows have been installed in the remainder of the main floor areas at the church. That's the parish hall and office areas and library. And in spite of what they said earlier, by August vestry meeting, the handrails had been installed at the exterior steps of the northeast door of the parish hall. In October 1986, the vestry approved borrowing against reserves for renovations as proposed by the renovation committee, not to exceed $25,000 to include improvements and or repairs as follows. First priority, entrance to the church, do it completely. Church interior, the nave, in other words, parish hall and library. Second priority, nave, further work, library and parish hall, further work. And in December of 1986, at a vestry meeting, the ECW presented the vestry with a check for $2,500, which represents most of the profits from bazaars of the last 2 years, and designated that the use of that money be for drapes and shutters in the parish hall, with request that the shutters be installed as soon as possible. That sun coming in the late afternoon was really bright. The vestry accepted the gift and gave a standing ovation to the ladies of the ECW for their good work and their check. Item number 2 from the February 1986 regular vestry meeting. The emergency policy for ushers not followed through on, but there will be a report the next vestry meeting. Actually, to be quite honest about it, nothing else turns up in the minutes until the June regular vestry meeting of 1986. And that time it says, the emergency protocol for use during church services presented to the vestry. Vestry accepted same for further study. Item number 3 at the March 1986 special vestry meeting. The vestry approved the purchase of property to the west of the church buildings via the plan outlined to them. A total of $26,500 cash was needed from the parish for the purchase price of $125,000. The remainder of the money would be via gift or loan, etc. At this same meeting, the vestry further approved setting up a property management committee with a maximum of 3 people, with authority to spend up to $500 on repairs and maintenance without prior vestry approval. They gave that property management committee immediate authority to move on $5,000 worth of needed repairs. Then they gave authorization to the property management committee to get 3 bids from the property management companies in the area and choose one to handle rentals, etc., etc. Then at the August 1986 vestry meeting, the church insurance company will be asked to consider moving their Denver regional office to Rapid City, where they may rent an apartment in the property next door on a long-term basis and remodel for their own use. Emmanuel would, in turn, agree to incorporate their office, that's the our regional office for the church insurance company, into any future security system that the church set up. The vestry agreed with that particular proposal in conjunction with the purchased property. Item number four, the vestry received a proposal from the ECW regards buying new salt and pepper caddies, which could also hold envelopes of cream and sugar. The vestry agreed to purchase the condiments. I'm not pronouncing that right, but fiddlesticks. Also at the April 1986 vestry meeting, item number five, the vestry accepted ECW's offer of a dolly, which could hold most of the tables normally used in the parish hall. And at that same meeting, item number six, the Province Six Synod, which is the eight dioceses in this part of the United States, would be at Emmanuel on the 3rd to the 5th of June 1986 with Phil McCauley and Father David Anderson as co-chairs for arrangements. Item number seven, at the regular vestry meeting of August 1986, Church Risk Management Committee reported a need for more and better placed fire extinguishers, fire suppressant arrangement for kitchen hood and cleaning of filters the same, outside air filters of the furnace to stop the airflow in an emergency, self-closing doors, outward opening doors, fire door for the furnace room, fire retardant sprayed in the furnace area, checking the sump pump, better placed exit signs and emergency lighting. The report was accepted by the vestry and referred to the physical plant committee to look into matters brought to their attention and report on same at the next vestry meeting. At the October 1986 regular vestry meeting, the Church Risk Management Committee recommended that the wasps be taken care of before Sunday school started, that the outside lights at the door, etc., should be left on after dark for security and safety, and exterior doors should be strengthened with panic bars and deadbolts. Then in November of 1986, the Church Risk Management Committee reported that the gates and fencing on the alley and at the southeast corner of the parish hall would be installed after the air conditioning work was completed. Item number eight, Black Hills Deanery proposal was presented to the vestry and approved by the vestry in principle, with funding level appropriate to Emmanuel be determined by the vestry at a later date. At the December 86 meeting of the vestry, as part of the Black Hills Deanery proposal update, each parish in the deanery was assigned a proportionate share of the project based on pledge and plate offerings of the previous year, with program to be funded year by year with the assistance of the bishop. Vestry accepted the program as presented and would assess participation each year, said figure to be added to the budget. Number nine, Hospitality Committee indicated name tags for parishioners would be a great help to newcomers in the rest of the parish. The vestry agreed to approve $150 for name tags. This was in September of 1986. Item number 10, in November of 1986, key making people to be contacted after we figure out the best combination of locks for each key to work. In other words, they were going to rekey things. As of December 1986, no decision on rekeying had been made yet. We'll see why at the next item. Item number 11. The evening ECW presented a request to the vestry to plan for the parish farewell dinner for Father David Anderson and his family with the ECW providing meat and potluck for everything else. Vestry agreed, and the date picked was Sunday, the 18th of January, 1987, and it was specified it would be a larger place than our own parish hall. Also at that same December meeting, since Father David Anderson would be gone and Bishop Craig Anderson would be at the parish annual meeting in January of 1987, a date convenient to all would be Thursday, the 29th of January, 1987, for that annual parish meeting. And let's see, another item connection with that. The vestry approved that we contact John B. Davis, at that time diocesan administrator, to ask for assistance in setting up a search committee for a new rector and to locate a caretaker priest to serve our parish in the interim period. Item number one for 1987. There are a number of parts to this because it concerns the search committee and a new rector. I'll start off with the first item. Vestry accepted the composition of the search committee to be chaired by Lorraine, that's L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, Gunderson, G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, and to include as members Betty Braunstein, B-R-A-U-N-S-T-E-I-N, Beverly Trull, that's B-E-V-E-R-L-Y-T-R-U-L-L, Mary Olson, O-L-S-O-N, Mary Lou, that's two separate words, Riggs, W-R-I-G-G-S, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Les, L-E-S, Koss, K-O-S-S, Don Dickinson, D-I-C-K-I-N-S-O-N, Dana Jennings, and John Vukurevich, V-U-C-U-R-E-V-I-C-H, with John Davis, Diocesan Administrator, as consultant. Also, Bishop Craig Anderson hopes call can be made by early summer, so new rector will be able to arrive in mid to late summer. And the vestry wants three candidates presented to it in order of preference, and a target deadline for the search committee report is between the 1st and 15th of June, 1987. The vestry, at the same meeting, also decided to ask of the retired, this was a regular vestry meeting in January, Archdeacon of South Dakota, Father Paul Davis, to be Emmanuel's interim priest and approve part-time salary, housing, mileage, and moving expenses for that position. At the March 1987 regular vestry meeting, it was announced that the search committee plans to close applications as of 1 May 1987 for the position of rector at Emmanuel. At the April 1987 regular vestry meeting, the search committee announced that it was on track, having received information about 18 to 20 people, and hoped to narrow the list down to about 10 most suitable in the near future. At the May 1987 vestry meeting, the search committee reported that 73 names were in the hopper to begin with and have been whittled down to 30 serious applicants. The committee had narrowed that latter number down to 6 applicants, and the vestry indicated if only 2 of the 6 seemed suitable, then forwarding 2 names would be acceptable to the vestry. In June, at the regular vestry meeting, the search committee indicated they had invited Father David Cameron to visit Emmanuel the weekend of the 12th to the 14th of June, 1987, and specifically meet with the vestry on Saturday the 13th of June in the parish hall about 11 a.m. Bishop Craig had given his approval as one of the priests that would be eligible to be a rector if we called him. At the June 1987 special vestry meeting, some members of the search committee and the vestry met in executive session to go over the committee's report to the vestry. On resuming the open meeting, the vestry extended a call to Father David A. Cameron to be rector at Emmanuel. The senior warden phoned Father Cameron and reported Father Cameron favorably inclined but needed a few days to talk over with his family, so would call back on Friday the 26th of June, 1987. Vestry further approved wardens, treasurer, and clerk plus John Davis and or Father Pat Generaux, that's G-E-N-E-R-E-A-U-X, negotiate agreements regarding salary, etc. At the July 1987 regular vestry meeting, a letter of understanding worked out with Father Cameron and his first service will possibly be Wednesday, the 9th of September, 1987, but he'll definitely be here for services on Sunday, the 13th of September. At the August regular vestry meeting, the reception for Father Cameron and his family and the ice cream social on the 13th of September, 1987, will be combined into one informal program. At the October 1987 regular vestry meeting, it was announced that Father Cameron's installation as our rector was scheduled for the 9th of November, 1987. January 1987, still the regular vestry meeting. The vestry, item number 2, the vestry approved the financial support while in seminary of Brad Hoff, that's H-A-U-F-F. He'll receive support from the diocese and the Ogallala, that's O-G-L-A-L-A, Sioux tribe as a registered member. The amount to be determined when he puts together his projection of expected total expenses while at seminary. Then in March, the vestry agreed to sign Brad Hoff's application to the National Commission on Indian Work for financial assistance while he is in seminary. Then in September of 1987, Brad Hoff has left for Seabury Western Theological Seminary in Chicago. So the vestry authorized a stipend of $100 a month while he's in seminary. Item number three, decision was made, again at that January meeting, to await a new rector before doing any rekeying. Item number four, still in the January meeting, the emergency protocol for ushers will be implemented as presented to the vestry. Item number five, we're still in that January meeting, the chain link fencing and gates on the south side to be finished by the 16th of January 1987 at about $204 worth of cost. Item number six, still in that January meeting, the vestry approved using DialNet, that's all one word, D-I-A-L-N-E-T, all in caps, as the parish long-distance phone connection. Item number seven, the farewell dinner for Father Anderson, David Anderson and his family will be Sunday, the 18th of January at 5 p.m., eat at 5:30 in the basement area of the First Methodist Church at Kansas City Street. Dana, I'm coming to the end of this side of the tape. I'm going to stop and turn over on the other side and start with number eight.